Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Go.
Amen. And at the well tonight, and I thank God that it's together again and unity to the Word of God. That's power word. Amen.
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 I would pray for us. Would you pray for us, please, so we get started?
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this night and this particular day at this hour to say thank you for everything you have done, why you brought us from to where we are right now. And Father, we just want to say that we love you. We thank you, Father. But most of all, we thank Jesus Christ who gave his life for our sin. But thank you, Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit back to us that will teach us and guide us in the world we're living in. Father, this particular hour, we pray for the United States of America. We pray for the president, for both sides of Congress, for the Supreme Court, for the governor, for the mayor, for all of those who are in elected office. May they come to an understanding what we do. We want to live a quiet life. We want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we pass by hills of them, we want to reach in and catch somebody and pull them out in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, tonight that Dr. Lewis will have a word to preach to your people, say to them, some are listening, some are not. But we just believe that all things are working together. But this is the day your word says, I am that I am, and beside me there is none other. It's in Jesus' name we say thank you. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. For that project.
Amen.
And it's praying for all of us as well as the nation. Give God the glory for that, for this so needed tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about the message of the cross. Amen.
Oh, my God.
Father,
oh, Lord.
we just give God for his word. His word. And so, God, First Corinthians, starting at verse 17, it says, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect, unless it be void. Amen. For the preaching of the gospel that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Amen. It is the power of God to us who are being saved. To the world, to those who don't know him, it is foolish.
Amen.
A lot of times we can't get a foolishness to them. Even though we speak to them, we talk to them, and they hear it, it sounds like foolishness to them. And they don't, sometimes people don't want to hear it, but that's okay. We have to go forward and do what God has called us to do. And says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, for the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Because we do have some wise and prudent people. Verse 20, it says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this world? Had not God made this the wisdom of this world? He said, where are those professionals? Where are those teachers of Jewish law? Where are those debaters? You know, you have those debaters. Everything you say, they got something to say against it. They got, they want to debate with you by God's word. This is God's word. It doesn't need a debater. He laid it all out. So we don't need anybody to debate yet. The word, and that's it. The word is what it is.
Amen.
But after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Not God. They had worldly wisdom. They knew not God. He said, please God, by the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe. All you have to do was believe. Believe his word. Believe God's word. That's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do.
Isaiah 29:14 says, therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work, and a wonder. For the wisdom of wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden. But since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, they didn't know him. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. It's for those who believe. He said, for those who believe. This is what it's about, believing God. All you have to do is believe God's word. Accept it. Believe God's word. Amen. Matthew 11:25 says, it said, at that time, said, thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Now, he didn't reveal it to the wise and the prudent, but he revealed it to babes.
No.
He revealed it to those who received him with a humble heart.
Yeah.
It was humble, and they received that. He revealed it to those who received.
Amen.
And when he received God, he began to reveal more things, more of his word to you. And that's why a lot of times when people are talking, people don't understand them, because those people are carnal minded. They can't receive spiritual things.
No, they can't
receive them. He gives wisdom, wise, and knowledge to those who have understanding.
Yes. Amen.
In the darkness, and the light dwells in him. The light dwells in him. That's what a light is. It dwells in him. So when you come to him, he reveals things to you because the light is in him. And so that's where we have to go to receive God's word. When he reveals those things to us, if we believe, you have to believe it. You have to believe. You have to be a believer.
You have to
believe the word. But the Jews required a sign, and the Greeks seek wisdom after wisdom. It says,
amen.
Daniel prayed, thanking God for giving him the wisdom for them to stay alive. After Daniel found out what was wrong, after the captain revealed him, Daniel prayed to the Lord. He said, I thank you and praise you, O God of my Father. You have given me wisdom and might, and have made known to me what we need. For you have made known to us the king's plan.
Yes.
God has made known to them. He sought wisdom from God. He didn't try to lean on his own understanding. He didn't try to say, oh, well, I'll tell you. He didn't try to do that. He sought God. You want to be in connection with God. You want to be in a position where you can go to God and pray, and he answers. That's the most important need. God answers you. Man, that is so, I don't know if anybody have experienced that, but I know I have. So I give God the glory. So that's why when you see us praising him and thanking him so much, I know people be wondering about us sometimes, but we know him. We have a personal relationship with him, and that's important. And believe his word.
Yeah.
We believe it's every word. We believe it.
Amen.
It's every word. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Consider the good news of Christ, Jesus Christ, to be foolish because they thought the Messiah would be a conquering king accompanied by signs and miracles. They were looking for signs and miracles for him to come in and conquer. This is what they were looking for. Jesus was executed as a criminal. So how could a criminal be a savior? This is what they were thinking. How could he be a savior? Greeks too considered the good news foolish. They did not believe in the bodily resurrection. They did not see in Jesus the powerful characteristics of physical God. They had these mystical gods like Pharaoh. Pharaoh had this so-called God he had. But he couldn't save his son. He couldn't bring him back to life. Sometimes God has to show those people who have these images that they worship. They worship these images, and they can't speak. They can't do anything for them, but they'll believe them. But if we take the word of God and we believe his word, then we can be saved. He will give us eternal. Jesus came in the form of full service, and he offers his kingdom to those who have faith and to those who will do all the things that God has by faith. It's not by works and all these kind of things, but it's by faith. It's by faith in the word of God. Christ is the mighty power of God, the only way we can be saved. And getting to know Christ personally is the greatest wisdom a person can have. So when you come to Christ, when you come to know him, dig into the scriptures, dig into the words. If you want to know something, dig into the because that's where you're going to find wisdom for every situation. You're going to find wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the word of God. If you take that and you believe, then you can live. You can move forward.
Amen.
Believe it. Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Said, but we were crucified unto the Jews as a summoning mark and unto the Greeks. This is foolishness because they don't believe. They believed in their traditions. They had their laws and their traditions that they believed in more than God. And we have that today. People who believe in their traditions, they won't come out of those traditions and because of that way. And so that's the way some of the scribes and the Jews were. They had their own laws and traditions, and they believed in that wholeheartedly.
Yes.
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. It said, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power of holiness.
Yes.
Amen. According to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. This is what raised Jesus Christ by the power.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And the message of Christ's death for sin sounds foolish to those who don't believe. We just said that those who don't believe, it's foolishness to them. That seemed to be the end of the road, the ultimate weakness. They thought that his death was the end of the road. They thought they had did away with him. But Jesus did not stay dead. He didn't stay dead. He rose.
No. Hallelujah.
Power over death.
Power.
Hallelujah. Power over death. So he rose. And he lives. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Save us from eternal death and give us everlasting life if we trust and believe him as our Lord and Savior. We have to trust and believe in him. And it's so hard to get people to accept him. It's simple. It is so simple.
It's simple.
He didn't ask you to do anything else. Simple.
Simple.
Trust him as our Lord and Savior. He will give us everlasting life if we trust him as our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Because people won't accept it. They try other ways to obtain life by being wise, by trying to do all they can, earn all, by trying to have all. The foolish people who simply accept Christ's offer are acting the wisest of all. Amen? Because they alone will live eternally with God. Remember the thief on the cross? He said, remember me.
Remember me.
the thief on the cross. Foolishness. It sounds foolish. It sounds foolish to them. So that's why they don't believe. They don't believe it. It's so simple to trust him as our Lord and Savior. It's just simple.
Amen.
Simple. For your calling, brother, that not many wise according to the flesh. Wow. Not many wise.
Wow.
Wow.
My God.
Calling, brethren. We're going to read that one again. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, according to the flesh, not many mighty men.
Not many mighty men.
Amen. He laid it out. He said, these are not many of them are called. Because for one thing, they get too proud. Some of them get too proud or too mighty. And these noble men, they got these titles, and we can't get past. I thank God that we are not caught up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Not many wise are called. Not many mighty and not many noble are called.
My Jesus.
That is something to say. That is really something to say. Not many wise. Not many wise according to the flesh. Not many mighty and not many noble. Oh, wow. It's a lot of them. It's a lot of wise men, a lot of mighty, a lot of noble, a lot of educated people. But God said not many of them fall.
Yeah.
Not many of them.
My God. Teach.
Not many are called. Wow, that is a word. Not many are called. So people see people, educated people, and so wise. They're so wise to them, wiser than God almost.
Yes.
These people are wise. Can't nobody tell them nothing. They're so wise. They have their own knowledge, their own wisdom. They're wise. He says, so not many of them are called.
That's right.
Not many are called. These people are called by the Spirit. When God called them, they're called by the Spirit. He did not make it wise according to the flesh. Not many are called. Not many are called. Not many mighty, not many noble according to the flesh are called. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Yes.
And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, that is a word. That is truly a word from God. It says, and base things of the world and things which are despised had God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are.
Yes.
No flesh should glory in his presence. No flesh should glory in his presence.
No, none whatsoever.
Flesh shall glory in his presence. No flesh shall glory in his presence.
Amen.
It said, then they were counseling wisdom. Daniel asked Arioch, the captain of the king guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. And he answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree from the king so urgent? He wanted to know what's going on. Why is it so urgent? Then this decision is known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time. He said, give me some time. Let me talk to my God. That he might tell the king the interpretation.
Yes.
Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. He made it known to them. Sometimes when you have companions, when you have people that you can communicate with spiritually, can make it known to them. You can't make it known to everybody. You can't make it known to some things you can't make known to everybody.
Some things are just for kingdom people.
You have to make it known to them. You can't make it known to everybody because everybody don't understand spiritual things. Mm-hmm. But thank God Daniel had some companions. Daniel had some companions that prayed with him, that they might see verses from God of heaven. Now, they sought verses from God of heaven concerning the sea, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. They wasn't too wise, huh? They wasn't too wise. Daniel had prayed against God. His wise men, wasn't wise at all.
Yes.
It wasn't wise at all. So Daniel, with his companions, like I said, thank God he had some companions in the Lord. He had some companions. And they sought the Lord. They sought the Lord for the king's demand. They sought the Lord, and the Lord gave them the answer. But thank God. So we have to use wisdom, especially when we are dealing with people in the world. We have to seek God. Have to seek that, and that's what Daniel would be. He could give him some time, because he knew that his God would answer. Because Daniel prayed. He prayed. He stayed praying. And that's what we must do. We must stay praying. Daniel prayed. He prayed. He sought the mercies of God of heaven concerning the secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. The wise men, they said, of Babylon. So that's what they were, wise men of Babylon. They wasn't wise men of God. They was wise men of Babylon. Amen. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel blessed God for revealing to him he revealed to him the secret. Wisdom.
Amen.
To keep them from perishing. Praise the Lord. Then the Lord came down in the pillar. I'm going over to Numbers. He said, then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle, all Aaron and Paul, and they both went forth. And he said, how now, my word, is they prophet among you? I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is fully in all of my house. He is faithfully in all my house. And I speak with him face to face. See, there are people that God speaks to face to face. He speaks to face to face by his word, That's why we believe the word of God. We can believe that word because the word is true. The word of God is true. And you can be saved. Daniel and his companions were saved. They were saved by the word of God. They were saved because he sought God. He sought God for his mercy. Saved. And we can be saved by the word of God. We can be saved if we believe.
If we
can be saved. Daniel and his companions, they believed in God. They believed him. And they were saved. And this is what God is telling us today, to believe, have faith, make the Lord your Lord and Savior, and believe on him, believe his words, because they are true. And this is what Daniel did, and this is not what only saved Daniel, but it saved the rest of them too, and his companions. Amen. God is saying, believe me, make me your Lord and Savior, and you'll have everlasting. They will save. They were saved by wisdom. They were saved by seeking the Lord, seeking the face of the Lord. They were saved. Moses, he spoke to God face to face. And this is what we must, by the word of God. And Daniel said, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might is here. Wisdom and might is here. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. You have to have understanding about not all you're getting. Get understanding. He reveals deep and He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells in him. So we must seek him. Make him our Lord and Savior. Make him our Lord and Savior. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's the same. He's the same. He's the same.
Today,
forever.
Forever.
Yeah. He is the same. He's the same God.
The same God.
And it says, and the base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are. If they are not of anything, they're going to go to naught. If they're of God, then they're going to be blessed. That no flesh should glory in presence. No flesh should glory in the presence of the Lord. No flesh shall glory in the presence of the Lord. No flesh. This is what he's saying. No flesh shall glory in the presence of the Lord. He said, where is boasting then? Is it excluded? By what law or work made? But by the law of faith. Amen. By the law. But we have faith and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, making the Lord your Savior, you can be saved.
Amen.
It's just simple. It's real simple. And people don't get it. They don't get it. They're like the Jews and the Greeks. They're looking for a sign. They want to be fine and know what's going on. They want to be fine. But God says it's so simple. It's just real simple to believe in him.
Real simple.
But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. A lot of people want to glory in themselves and in their buildings and everything else and their traditions and the way they was brought up, the way they live. But glory in the Lord. Glory in the Lord. Trust him. Trust him as your Lord and Savior. When
Amen.
You hear the word, take it and receive it in your heart. Meditate on it. If you don't know, ask him. Ask him. Be like that. Be like that. Go to him and ask him. Pray to him and thank him. And guess what? He'll do the same for you as he did for others. He'll do it. But make him your Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that, do it. Because the Lord will save you. You will have everlasting life.
Yeah.
You will have life. It's so simple. Make him your Lord. He didn't ask you, he didn't require a lot of it. He didn't tell you to go and try to be good and all that, because the Bible says there's none that do good. But if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he says you shall be saved. If you believe, that's the word. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. God knew. He knew that you wouldn't be good enough. If you was good enough, he wouldn't have to go to the cross.
My Lord.
If you could be good enough. But he already knew that. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. He already knew that. That's why he sent his son. And he took on all these things.
Yes, he did.
On
this
world that we may have everlasting life. He took it all for us. So he said, if you believe in me, you believe my word, then you can be saved. That's all you have to do is believe. I done already did everything else for you. What more do you want?
Yeah.
He did it all. He done did all of that for you.
That's it.
All of it. So all we have to do is trust him. Follow after him. Believe in his word.
Yes.
Love on him. Believe in it. And trust in him. And guess what? You can be saved. You have everlasting life. This is what he is telling us. I know it sounds a little foolish, but he said so. It sounds foolish. Just believing in him and saying,
That's it.
Sound, But that's his word. That's what he said.
That's
his word? A lot of people don't trust him. You trust him and believe in him. His word says, saved. Amen. This is said. We preach Christ crucified unto the Jews, a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. It sounds so foolish when you tell somebody, if you just trust the Lord, you believe him, you make him as your Lord, and say you can have everlasting life. It sounds foolish. That just that alone, that's all. That's all you need to believe in him. Make him your Lord and Savior. He's done everything else for us. Everything. He's gone to the cross. The sins that we have created for ourselves, we couldn't bear it. We couldn't bear those sins. So he took them on for us. Jesus took them on for us. God sent his only son to take on our sins. He took on our sins. So all we have to do now is trust him and believe in him. And when we trust him and believe in him, we can be saved. That sounds simple, I know, but it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. We are blessed. We're blessed and don't deserve all that he's done and doing for us. We don't deserve it. But guess what? He's already done this for us. And all we have to do is trust and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust
Amen.
Him. And make him Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Make him out. And that's the only no other way. There's no other way.
No other way.
By the Lord Jesus Christ. If we trust and believe him, then we can be saved. All our sins, he has gone to the cross for. He has did everything for us. Going to the cross was just, that was enough right there for all of past, present, all our sins. And now, all he asks us to do is to make him our Lord and Savior. Trust him, believe in him. That's what he's asking us to do.
Yes.
He's asking that. And he said, you can be saved.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We can be saved.
We can be saved. That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said, by his word, he said, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debate of this world? There's some debate. Right. They still debate about this thing. They still wondering.
Yep.
Well, that's not yelling. We, you know, we heard that, but they still debating on it. Don't debate on it anymore. Make him your Lord and Savior. Don't debate on it. Don't get with debaters. Don't get with these teachers of religion. Don't get with them. It's not his word. Him as your Lord and Savior. That's it.
Yes.
If you accept him as your Lord and Savior, then the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into everything else. He said, the Holy Spirit will give you all truth. When you accept him as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will teach you.
Yes.
All things.
All things.
The Holy Spirit will teach you. He will lead you. He will guide you. When you accept him as your Lord and Savior.
And Savior.
No, it sounds simple. That sounds like, that just sounds crazy. It just sounds crazy. But it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the word. It's true.
It's true.
It's true. Read it for yourself. It's true.
It's
true.
True.
We accept him as our Lord and Savior. And the same thing he does for us. He'll do for anybody else. He's no respect of person.
That's it.
Word. He said, if you make me your Lord and Savior, make him our Lord. You don't have to have it. You don't need a sign. You don't need a sign. you don't need to seek after anything else. No signs and all this. Just accept it. Just accept it. That's all he said. Just accept him as your Lord and Savior. Then when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, then you start walking. He'll bless you and help you to start walking toward perfection.
Yes, indeed.
So walk towards perfection, he started cleaning you up. It's just like your house. Your house, you don't clean it all up at one time, but you start from one end and going on down. You start cleaning your car. When you're washing your car, you just don't clean the whole thing at one. You start from one end, you get wash it down, and then you put something on it here, you soap it down, and then you begin to wash. So he wants to wash for us.
Yes.
He wants to start cleaning up some things. And when he cleans them up, you're going to know it's him because you're going to know you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it.
Talk, sister, talk.
You'll know you couldn't do that. You're going to go out and then you'll know when you're in him because you're going to get inside and you're going to go tell him what he has done because you know you couldn't do it.
Yes, hallelujah.
Him, God did this for me. And they're excited about it. They say, he did it.
Hallelujah.
I believe it. You're going to tell somebody because it's going to be like a fountain up in your balls and you can't help but
tell somebody. Teach it. Hallelujah.
We're excited because we're where we are. We're walking towards perfection because he has blessed us in our life.
Yes.
And I know, like we say, the Bible says, it sounds foolishness to some people when you tell them what the Lord has done for you, but you're walking it out. You're walking this thing out. You're walking towards perfection. Hallelujah. He's cleaning us up. He's getting us ready. He's getting us ready.
That's right.
But you can't understand. but in the wisdom of God, you will be able to understand this spiritually.
Yes.
Not worldly, spiritually. In the natural, you won't understand spiritually. You'll see another life. And that's why when the pastors are speaking in there, they're saying you don't get it because it's hidden to you. Because this is a spiritual thing. This is not a natural thing. It's not natural. It's spiritual.
Spiritual.
And when your eyes and your spiritual eyes become open, then you say, oh, then there's a siren. your spiritual ears has to be open to the word of God. That's the only way to receive. And when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, do you know how much, how wealthy you are?
Yes.
When you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you are wealthy. You are wealthy in the world.
Wealthy.
You have all you need. You have all you need. You are wealthy. You are more wealthy than the wealthiest man or woman in this earth.
Amen.
More
wealthy.
Because you have something that they don't have that is hidden from them because they're looking at it in the natural. But when you get it spiritually, you are wealthy.
Wealthy.
You are wealthy. Hallelujah. See, people talk about wealth and so forth and so on. But when you the wealthiest person is a person that has their spiritual eyes and ears open and receive the Lord as their Savior.
Yes.
When you receive him as your Lord and Savior, because you are lacking nothing. He said, I will not withhold any good thing from you. See, when you come in, when you make him your Lord and Savior, now you're coming into the kingdom.
Yes, that's it. Yes, indeed.
You're entering into the kingdom.
To the kingdom.
You enter into the kingdom when you make him your Lord and Savior. Because he cleans you out.
He reveals things to you
that others don't know, that the wise men, the debaters, they don't know. When you read about Daniel, he revealed things to Daniel that never wise men couldn't reveal to him.
Reveal.
He had some wise, but they couldn't reveal that to him. And then you know what he said? He said, Daniel's God is God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when you come to know him, when you make him your Lord and Savior, we can do like that. We can call out to him, and he hears when we call.
Yes.
When we pray to him, he hears us, and he answers his children.
Yes.
He answers those that accepted him. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they accepted him. They knew him. They had a relationship with him. So when Daniel called, and his companion, the Lord answered.
Yes.
So Nebuchadnezzar couldn't do anything but say, Daniel's God is God.
I know that's right.
The personal relationship with him, when you accept him as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And you can do things as well. You can call to him and he'll answer you too.
Uh-huh.
He will answer you. Then you enter in. Amen.
Amen.
So this is what we're saying to you tonight. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't accepted him, accept him tonight. Accept him tonight. And I guarantee, it's a guarantee. I tell you, it's a guarantee in Christ.
I like that.
It's a guarantee.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. So that's what we're asking you tonight. If you haven't, accept him as your Lord and Savior. Because
amen.
I tell you what, truly, truly a blessing.
Amen.
Truly a blessing.
Amen.
Not how much things and stuff you're acquiring, but it's when you start acquiring, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and you start acquiring knowledge, wisdom, knowledge. Amen. Praise God. And then you become knowledgeable in the Word. God will teach you. He will lead you. He will guide you by the Holy Spirit. Then when you hear them talk about the Holy Spirit, you know what he's talking about, the comforter that he has sent. And that's why we can come together and we can praise and we can shout and accept the word of God because we know him. We know him. We accepted yeah. him.
Amen.
Accept him tonight. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it's just truly a blessing to know the Lord. It's truly a blessing to know the Lord. Truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. I'm like, I want everybody to know him, to receive him, and can hear. Because a lot of people can't hear what he is saying. I like to hear what he's saying. If you ever hear from the Holy Spirit, you're going to be looking for him. And you're not... You're going to be looking for him to speak to you, to talk to you. And it's such a wonderful thing. And I wish everybody who will accept the Lord is, they'll be able to hear from the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you tell people that and they don't know because they've never heard from the Holy Spirit. They've never heard from him. They've seen his work. People have seen his work, but they've never heard from him. Hallelujah.
They've
never heard from him. And I tell you what, accept him tonight as your Lord and Savior. It's a guarantee that the words of God will come alive in your life. They'll come alive if you accept him. Amen. Praise God. But that's Father, I just love tonight. I thank God. Thank the Holy Spirit for what the Lord has done tonight for us and the people that are listening. It's just truly a blessing.
It's been a blessing. Amen. Well, I'll say this tonight, that a night is a night that the Lord has prevailed for us once again. I know that he says, come to me, come unto me, all of you that labor and heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And tonight, in conclusion, what the Dr. Delores is saying, the teacher of the word. And you know, for somebody to go 45 minutes teaching, they got nothing but the Holy Ghost moving them from point to point to point. And I just want to say, God bless you and thank you. I love you. And we just want to extend to the people out there on the line listening somewhere around the world. We just want to pray for them and tell them we're not here to push you down. We're here to help you up. We're not here to push you away. We're not here to open the door. The door is wide open.
Amen.
Can't make you come in, but you can come in. But Jesus is calling all who will. And we say to you tonight with much love in our hearts. We're just going to give God the glory. We're going to give God the praise. We're going to acknowledge God. We're going to believe God. We're going to watch the kingdom of God come forth. We're going to pray for the prayer team. We're going to pray for the fivefold ministry. We're going to pray tonight constantly that the Holy Spirit will rule in the earth realm today. And Dr. Doris, one of the things I want to say, foolishness don't get you to the cross.
Amen.
But when you just say, Lord, I'm a fool of foolishness, can you forgive me? And receive me and give me to your kingdom. And Jesus will say, yes, I can. But it's one thing you got to do. You got to take my word and go out. And you know what I love about the Bible, Dr. The Lord? The Bible says, Jesus said, if you're willing to give your life for me, you will gain your life. By God Almighty.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, tonight we want to thank you for another night. While we have come together with the word. We want to praise you and love you. We want to thank you. I want to thank you for Dr. Delores for all that you've done for her, giving her the solid packed word. Thank you, Father. Well, you met us at the well once again. Tonight's the night. There will be many more coming, Lord. We're just believing. There will be many coming for me to set the well because there is water. There is hope. There is healing. There is love. There is kindness. There is long suffering at the well. Because we come to the world because we know what we've been. It's in Jesus' name. And we said thank you and God bless you. Amen. Like I always say, Doctor, I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So until the next time, God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. And God keep you all.
All right. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
years. Once again, we come and we thank God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Peace be upon you.